The annual Summerfest Arts Fair is taking place in Logan this week, but one exhibit is transportable and will be seen throughout the community year-round.
Here's another one that just passed us. Last year's winner, Sarah Patch's bus, just drove by.
Two lucky students' artwork will be displayed on the outside of Cache Valley Transit District buses, and 15 buses will display student artwork on the interior. Alyssa Spear from Mountain Crest High School, the winner of this year's high school competition, talks about the inspiration for her design.
The theme was bringing communities together, which is the theme of the CVTD, and I wanted to kind of incorporate that with showing a diversity of different people, like old and young and different ethnicities on my design, so that everyone would feel included.
District Arts Coordinator for Cache Valley and the initiator of the project, Aurora Villa, says there were over 50 entries this year.
Ever since I started, I was really interested in getting students' artwork in public places. So I started the program 3 years ago, and really the main goal is to get art made by children into public spaces, to bring more attention to students' artwork, and also just emphasize the importance of arts education in our schools.
Michael Bingham, the art teacher at Mountain Crest High School, says the high school rap competition encourages art exploration for students.
As an art teacher, I see them get much more excited about it because usually their art projects have a very limited audience, and this one has a huge audience.
To promote art in the community, Villa initiated another student art project this year, the Mosaic Bench Project. 5 bench designs created by students have been funded by the festival and will eventually be displayed in downtown Logan. At Summerfest, the mosaic designs lay out on a table, with students and members of the community putting the pieces together.
We might have to do that one over.
Villa says she hopes this project will bring more public art to downtown Logan. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.